nice and easy. You can hear God calling, walking barefoot by a stream.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. This is our Thanksgiving special, and while it may be our Thanksgiving special, that doesn't mean I don't have Elvis. Elvis is a Bruce Allen tradition that transcends all holidays, as does, including my son's, very silly grunge song in dedication to his dad, which, of course, we played a little bit earlier. Pastor Drew will be back with us. I am alternating segments and having him on three of them, and then you're stuck with me for the other two. This is our Thanksgiving special, and I invited readers and listeners to send me some of their thanks, and I will share those with you, as well as some of mine. I love Thanksgiving because it's a holiday that I think transcends all religions, all cultures, and all ethnicities. It's about the basic notion of giving thanks, and while it may have its origins in pilgrim history, although that is debatable, it's really become a holiday that I believe everyone loves. We've talked about the food. Did I mention the food? I love the food. And as I've already said, I love everything pumpkin. But I really believe that gratitude is the major component to happiness, as I've already quoted from Dennis Prager. And I have a lot of thanks of my own. So I'm going to start by sharing some of my thanks, and then I'm going to share some from you. My thanks include my good health, my good health, my good health. My family, my family, my family. Just like realtors say, location, 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 that's how I feel about those two. Without my health and without my family, I don't have anything else. So that's why they are number one and number two, and everything else follows. But there are a few other thanks that I have on my list. They include finding a second career that I love and that I'm passionate about and that I believe helps others and that I enjoy getting up for every day. Something else I am truly thankful for, and I'm not making light of this, nor am I trying to be funny, but I really love my wife's exceptional cooking, not only on Thanksgiving, but every day. Recently, I have been very thankful and grateful for buying, moving into, and my wife fixing up and decorating our new house. We are finally in a place that feels like home after being somewhat of a vagabond since my divorce and living in some rental homes recently, so it is nice to have a sense of permanence for myself and for my boys after a rough transitional period. And my last thanks for, of the moment, though I could go on for a whole show, is I'm very grateful to be living in the United States. As I said, those thanks were in no order except for the first two. Here are some thanks from my readers and listeners. From the Jack B. in Los Angeles, I am thankful for family, healthy, and good friends, IRL, in real life and here. From Karen K. in Jackson, Mississippi. She writes, I am in the USA and my family is hosting Thanksgiving this year for the first time in a long time. I am thankful for the way my son wraps his little hand around my finger when we cuddle. I am thankful for the way our cat Nikki likes to connect my husband and me with a single touch. I am thankful for the means to pay for a nice Thanksgiving meal and for family to share it with. I am thankful for the wonderful health of my mom at 71 and the cuteness of my nephew at 4. I am thankful for the friends in my life, new and old, who validate me every day. From Mr. Kinley Harden in Fort Smith, Arkansas, I'm thankful for my family. Just had a family reunion last month. Our relatively good health, our comfortable home, our country, freest of all, a functioning car, and all that I know. So that is some from my readers and listeners. And finally, from Tracy Cummings, who I assume is from Hawaii because she signs it Mahalo. She has quite a few. There is much to be thankful for in this world and in this life. Gratitude is a healing way of life. I am grateful every day that I open my eyes and I can see. It is only through the miracles of God that my vision was restored after a horrible accident. I am grateful with all my heart for a loving family that opened their hearts and homes to a teenager they did not know. Their home is where I learned that I was worth loving. I am grateful for a man who saw past the angry, broken being that I was and chose me anyway. We have been married 28 years. I am grateful for 5 marvelous people whom the Lord chose to send to me to raise my children, gave me a whole new perspective on what love truly is. I am grateful for friends who love me in spite of me. I am grateful for opportunity and adversity. They make me grow. I am grateful for the chances that come my way to do something good for someone else. It helps me to look beyond myself. I am grateful for my faith in God. Through it, He gives me comfort, strength, hope, and real joy. Thank you for this opportunity to share. From Tracy Cummings. That's beautiful. And now I'm going to share with you quotes from others, famous and not so famous, that I called and found searching the internet. From JFK, he said, "As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them." I think it's very easy to utter words. It's not so hard to live them. I really think that. I also think it's very easy to think good thoughts, but I do believe actions speak louder than words, too. Very wise. On a lighter note, from Irma Bombeck, does she ever do anything that isn't on a lighter note? "What we're really talking about is a wonderful day set aside on the fourth Thursday of November when no one diets. I mean, why else would they call it Thanksgiving?" From Kevin James, "Thanksgiving, man, not a good day to be my pants." Okay, I think that deserves a repeat. "Thanksgiving, man, not a good day to be my pants." Well, lately it hasn't been a good day to be any of my pants since none of them fit. From Arthur. Thank you, Arthur von Wiesenberger. You've inspired me. I'm thinking about Arthur. Hello, Arthur. Where are you Thanksgiving? You're probably traveling to some very special place. From author unknown. I'm sorry, I'm reading ahead and I'm laughing. Forgive me. "The thing I'm most thankful for right now is elastic waistbands." Okay, from another author unknown. "May your stuffing be tasty. May your turkey plump. May your potatoes and gravy have nary a lump. May your yams be delicious and your pies take the prize. And may your Thanksgiving dinner stay off your thighs." From William A. Ward. This is a serious one. "God gave you a gift of 84,400 seconds today. Have you used one to say thank you?" From someone else I don't know, Melody Beatty or Beatty. Again, gratitude comes to play. That's not the quote, that's me. "Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos to order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend. Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow." Again, on a lighter note, from the former governor of California, or the soon-to-be former governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, "I love Thanksgiving turkey. It's the only time in Los Angeles that you see natural breasts." Again, on a lighter note, from the late and the great Johnny Carson, "Thanksgiving is an emotional holiday. People travel thousands of miles to be with people they only see once a year, and then discover once a year is way too often." I think we're getting out of time for this segment. This is the Bruce Allen Show, and this is our Thanksgiving special. It is time for another break. You can write me anytime at bruce@bruceallen.com. You can tweet me at Bruce Allen, and you can like my A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. Please do. There are over 3,000 likes of our Facebook page from people all over the world. We will be right back to our Thanksgiving special after these messages.
He must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling. He keeps on.